With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Donald Trump soon to be at the site where a gunman tried to take his life in July. Former president setting aside but now near constant worries for his physical safety in order to fulfill a promise, as he puts it, an obligation to the people of Butler, Pennsylvania. He will be going on stage in the next few minutes. Meanwhile, Mr. Trump's running mate, J.D. Vance, greeted supporters at the Butler Farm Show grounds.
This community has been so good to me and President Trump. This community is so strong and so resilient. And my friends, we are so proud to stand here in Butler, Pennsylvania, ready to take back the White House, ready to take back this country.
The Supreme Court says it will decide whether to block a $10 billion lawsuit in Mexico filed against the leading U.S. gun manufacturers, that over allegations their commercial practices helping to cause bloodshed south of the border. Israel is expanding its bombardment of Hezbollah and Hamas in Lebanon, hitting a number of strikes earlier in the morning. Also at SRNnews.com, court proceedings against a man accused of fighting for Ukraine.
Prosecutors in Russia are asking for a 7-year sentence in the trial of a U.S. citizen accused of fighting as a mercenary in Ukraine against Russia. They're asking the court to take into account 72-year-old Stephen Hubbard's age, adding that he's admitting guilt. Hubbard reportedly underwent training and fought with the Ukrainian military as a mercenary until being detained by Russian forces in 2022.
On Wall Street Friday, Dow Industrials ending the week up 341 points. The NASDAQ up more than 200. This is SRN News. John Kerry says the First Amendment is a problem.
The former Secretary of State told the World Economic Forum that when it comes to fighting what he calls disinformation, quote, our First Amendment stands as a major block. Kerry is adding his voice to a growing chorus of liberals who seem to be casting doubt on the value of the amendment, which guarantees Americans religious freedom and freedom of speech, amongst other things. This development seems especially strange given liberals' historic tendency to use the First Amendment to defend a wide range of unorthodox speech and behavior. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Conservative Christian churches in California and prominent figures like activist Charlie Kirk urging congregations to get involved in ballot gathering or ballot harvesting. That's the practice of collecting ballots and dropping them off at county offices, which is legal in 35 states, also California. This is SRN News. And now, of all things, a totally different problem popping up for thousands
deadly
of people.
Flooding from Hurricane Helene in western North Carolina has also disrupted the underground nest of yellowjackets, bees, and other insects, causing them to swarm and sting people struggling to recover from the storm. It's caused such a surge in requests for medication to protect people allergic to stings that the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services is buying Benadryl and epinephrine injections to help fill requests through hospitals, emergency medical personnel, and doctors. And the humanitarian aid group Direct Relief says it has sent more than 2,000 EpiPen injections to community health centers, clinics, and pharmacies across western North Carolina.
Authorities in Bedford, New Hampshire, responding to an unusual call, a moose was trapped in a backyard pool. Police finally got the critter safe. More details at SRNnews.com.